This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. With 41 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, candidates who have filed their nominations were allowed to withdraw their candidacy until 1 p.m. today. Former Prime Minister Baburam Bhattarai withdrew his candidacy. New President of Nepali Congress Gagan Thapa assumes his office today as he leads the first post-special convention working committee meeting. And Russian, Ukrainian and US negotiators heading to Abu Dhabi today for what are expected to be the first trilateral talks since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Now the news in detail. With 41 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, candidates who have filed their nominations were allowed to withdraw their candidacy until 1 p.m. today, according to the Election Commission. As per the election schedule, nominations were allowed to be withdrawn between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. The final list of candidates will be published from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. The Commission has stated that the election symbols will be allocated to the candidates between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. this evening. Under the first-past-the-post electoral system, January 21st was fixed for filing complaints related to candidacy. Complaints were registered between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on that day. Following this, scrutiny of nomination papers and complaints was conducted and the list of eligible candidates was published yesterday evening. A total of 3,486 candidates have registered nominations across 165 constituencies nationwide. Nomination filing was completed simultaneously across the country on 20th of January. Among the total candidates, 3,089 are men, 396 women, and one from third gender category. The House of Representatives election is scheduled for the 5th of March. Of the total 275 members of the House, 165 will be elected through the first-past-the-post system, while 110 will be elected under the proportional representation system. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Baburam Bhattarai has withdrawn his name from Gorkha constituency number 2. The newly elected President of Nepali Congress, Gagan Kumar Thapa, is assuming office today following the party's special general convention. Thapa, who previously served as the party's general secretary, was unanimously elected to the top post during the second special general convention held in Kathmandu. The first meeting of the newly elected Central Working Committee has been convened this afternoon at the party's central office in Sanipar. Central Office Secretary Prakash Sharma has requested the presence of the Central Committee members, members of the provincial committees, provincial chairpersons and others at the meeting. A total of 5,966 disaster-related incidents have been recorded across the country over the past 9 months, resulting in 424 deaths and 1,643 injuries, according to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA. The incidents recorded since the 14th of April 2025 have affected 11,535 families, while 38 people remain missing. Fire incidents top the list with 2,692 cases reported during the period. Fires claimed 75 lives, injured 442 people and affected 2,996 families, making them the most frequent disaster nationwide. The authority noted that fire incidents have been rising in recent months. Similarly, 577 landslide incidents were reported in the 9 months, leaving 71 people dead, 5 missing and 80 injured. The country also witnessed 316 flood incidents and 427 cases of heavy rainfall during the same period. Other disaster-related incidents included 352 lightning strikes, 580 snake bite cases, 186 forest fires, 290 wind-related incidents and 422 wild animal attacks. In addition, the authority recorded 105 cases of high-altitude sickness, 5 avalanches, 7 earthquakes, and 2 boat capsizing incidents since mid-April 2025. The NDRRMA has urged concerned agencies and communities to remain vigilant and strengthen disaster preparedness, particularly as fire-related incidents continue to grow. President Ramchandra Paudil attended the Basanta Sravan ceremony at Nasalchok Hanuman Dhoka Darbar Square today morning to mark the occasion of Basanta Panchami. On the occasion, the chief priest of Hanuman Dhoka Management Office presented President Paudil with Abhishek, Tika, Garland and flower offerings. President Paudil worshipped goddess Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge and wisdom. A contingent of the Nepali army presented a ceremonial salute to the president on the occasion. The ceremony was also attended by First Lady Savita Paudil, Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, National Assembly Chairperson Narin Prasad Dahal, ministers, heads of constitutional bodies, the acting mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Sunita Dangul, and other distinguished guests. On the occasion of Basanta Panchami, it is customary to worship goddess Saraswati, and it is believed that Basanta Sravan, which is listening to the scriptures on this occasion, brings happiness, peace, and prosperity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Russian, Ukrainian and U.S. negotiators are heading to Abu Dhabi today for what are expected to be the first trilateral talks since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. It comes after Russia's President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump's envoys held what the Kremlin called useful but very frank talks in Moscow. At the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he had reached an agreement with Trump on future U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine in the event of a deal. But he has also made it clear that the future status of the territory in eastern Ukraine remained an unsolved issue, telling reporters, "It's all about the land." Speaking on Air Force One last night, Trump said he believed Putin and Zelensky both want to make a deal. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy over Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province, while it will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the remaining provinces. The rest of the areas will remain mainly fair. There is possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places in Sudhir Paschim province and at one or two places in Karnali province. Also, there are chances of moderate snowfall at places over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. With 41 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, candidates who have filed their nominations were allowed to withdraw their candidacy until 1 p.m. today. Former Prime Minister Baburam Bhattarai withdraws his candidacy. New President of Nepali Congress, Gagan Thapa, assumes his office today as he leads first post-special convention working committee meeting. And Russian, Ukrainian and U.S. negotiators heading to Abu Dhabi today for what are expected to be the first trilateral talks since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.